Orpheus and Eurynea. Orpheus lived in the kingdom named after the beautiful Aphrodite. Orpheus was known for the fluent way of his singing and the soft way of playing his lyre. He was always invited to play at weddings, parties, and other events. So when he was invited to play at a wedding, he didn't think anything of it. A few days later, when he did go to the wedding, it was his time to play his lyre. As he stepped on the stage, he saw the most beautiful sight. A woman dressed in all black with sequins on her dress. She looked absolutely stunning. And it turned out that this woman was the one that was going to be dancing to the music of his lyre. So they played. And as they got to know each other, they began to love each other more and more. And a few months later, they got married. And they had a blissful life together. One day, Eurynea was taking her daily stroll through the fields. As she was walking, she felt a stinging sensation in her ankle. She looked down and she gasped as she saw a snake had sunk its sharp fangs into her. Eurynea was overcome by the fatal poison and died immediately. Orpheus found out about this soon after, and he was inconsolable. He played mournful tunes and sang mournful music. The villagers were so unused to seeing Orpheus and so sad, they made up a plan to tell him to go to the underworld to find his beloved wife. So he did do that. As he entered the underworld, he came across the river Styx, where Jeremiah, the owner of the river, said, "Who is that?" Orpheus said, My name is Orpheus, and I am here to get my wife back." Jeremiah said, "Whoever dies does not get their wife back. Whoever dies does not come back to life. I'm sorry, I will not be able to let you cross the river." Orpheus had asked and asked again, and eventually he gave up. But as he turned around, he thought, "My music is very good. Hopefully, I can play my lyre, and I'll be allowed across the river Styx." So he did do that, and fortunately, Jeremiah, who loved music, allowed him to go. So he passed over the river. As he came to approach the door where Hades and his wife Persephone were, he thought to himself, "I have to get my wife back. I just have to." So he walked in. He came across Hades and Persephone just talking. So he walked up to them. Hades also said, "What do you want?" Orpheus said, "I'm here to get my wife back." His voice was shaking, since he knew that Hades could do anything. Hades said, "You want your wife back? How dare you come here and ask for your wife back? If you were there for her, she wouldn't even be dead. If you were there with her in the field, she wouldn't be dead. You would have been able to protect her. You would have been able to take out the venom from her leg. Turn back and never come again."